Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Welcome to TipTV Finance. I'm joined by Alessio Ristani from LeadingTrader.com. How are you today, Alessio?
Thanks very much. Good to be here. Thanks for having me. Got some interesting stuff I want to talk about with you in this special session. Yeah. So what I want to first of all mention is, you know, we did actually did a segment with you about a few weeks ago talking about reverse trading. In other words, we built two algorithms where one took some trades and the other one did the opposite, a master-slave relationship. The master took trades and the slave just reversed the trade. And we tried to see if the opposite would do better than the master. So in this session, what I want to talk about is actually what causes the most losses in trading per se. So let's take a look at this. And as you can see here, so I put my question, it's an actual experiment with it, Zach, by the way, just to let you know. So what we did is figure out what actually in real time, because, you know, we all heard about these things, you know, the risks of over-leveraging, ignoring major trends and very tight size, but has anyone actually put this to the test? We wanted to actually test it with actual algorithms to see how it performed. And you can see the results on the right-hand side. So number one, what we did was, number one, we over-leveraged. So certainly more than the standard 1% per trade, more than 3% even. Ignoring major trends. So we didn't even care what was happening, let's say, on a weekly, daily, or four-hourly chart. These were all taken on a very low time frames, like 5 minute or slightly higher, but essentially just ignoring any of the higher time frame trends. Very tight stops, Zach. You know, I mean, we actually tested this. We said, okay, what if we reduce the stop loss by half? What effect would that have? Because many people actually are under the impression that, you know, I'm sure you've heard this phrase, Zach, and I know what you think about it, but everyone's heard this false statement, which is that if you want to win big, you got to risk big, right? So what often people do is they risk huge amounts, again, over leverage, or just they risk disproportionate amounts, and they use very tight stops, which is all breaking the rules. So we want to actually test this out. So as you can see here, the results mostly were huge losses, some gains, but mostly huge losses. And if we go to the next slide, guys. Yeah, so as I've said here in this experiment, we found that tightening the stop loss smaller by 50%, even by 50%, than the original stop detrimented the result. In fact, this by far, both the over-leveraging and tightening stop loss managed to reduce the account what we were testing on by half, like literally caused a major drawdown of 50%. We did this, by the way, both algorithmically, and we did tested this on a manual account, manually as well. And also, we found lower time frames, 5 minute or lower, had the lowest win ratios to be as we expected. This because of the higher level of noise and randomness. As you can see here on the right hand side, we were trading euro pound, gold, the Dow, most of the forex and the indices, as you can see there. And you can see quite a number of losses caused there, mostly because of the fact that we were reducing the stop loss and also leveraging much bigger on a lower time frame. And by the way, I should just say, just to make this very clear, I'm not suggesting that all strategies that work in a lower time frame are wrong. I know you trade in lower time frames. Certainly, there are strategies you can apply to a lower time. I know many of my good friends who do that. All I'm saying is, if you're doing that on a lower time frame, there's got to be more to it. You have to have an actual exit strategy, and you've got to certainly manage that risk properly. And we go to the last slide, Zach, and I'll let you have your point. But here's an interesting thing, Zach. Take a look at this. And I want everyone to actually look at this. So here's what we did. We said, okay, what if we just do some, you know, what if we change some things to improve the result? For example, number one, we move the stops to break even as soon as the price goes at least one times the distance in our favor. So if you're risking 20 pips on a trade, move that stop loss to break even once you're 20 pips in profit. It just makes perfect sense. So as you can see, the purple arrow, the purple boxes show that, very interesting, notice that all these trades removed the stop loss to break even. They would have been losses, but because we moved the stop loss to break even, they were zero. So we basically didn't lose anything. We didn't make anything, but we didn't lose anything either. And also we took partial profits. I would say by far, one of the most surprising things we found is that just taking a little partial profit of 30%, not massive, just 30% or one-third or one-quarter, massively improves the result. So if let's say you're risking 20 pips in a trade, and you go 20 pips in profit, take a 30% profit. You know, that itself massively and mathematically improves the result. Of course, there are some strategies where taking profits are not suitable. Okay, so I'm not saying every strategy take a partial profit, but certainly we found that most strategies, and certainly as you can see from the orange boxes show when we took partial profits here. And we did this both again on algorithmically, and we did this also on manually as well. Just massively improved the result. Zach, what do you think?
Well, I think, I mean, there's a lot of wisdom in here. I mean, this last slide, I think, is particularly apt in the sense that I've seen so many traders who just, I mean, if they only did this situation of crystallizing a position in the sense of, you know, break even once it's a bit in favor, it really would change the game. You've got a free trade. You can walk out of the room. You can relax for the day. And, you know, you don't have anything to, you know, the emotion comes out of the trading.
Absolutely.
The other issue with the partial trading, partial exits on positions,
yeah.
I think that's actually the best thing in terms of actually entries as well. Go into a position small and gradually.
Yes.
And, you know, basically, if you're not adding to a losing position, so you go in at a pound a point on the FTSE.
Yes.
And it starts going back 5 points, 10 points, well, then you just cut it and you forget it.
Because that's right.
It's a bad entry point. But people, the problem with traders, they're so mean on these things. They get really angry if they put they have a profitable trade.
Yes.
Which then goes back to break even. They literally are.
Absolutely.
They'd rather lose massive amount of money than that happening.
I know.
And the same thing with the partial entry, that for some reason, even though it's no more difficult really on any trading platform to go in part, you know, in stages, they just want to go in with their £10 a point and get out with their £10 a point. They just don't have the ability of getting out two, etc.
Yeah.
And I don't know why that is, but it's just something which is built into the DNA of so many traders.
Absolutely. I would just say that two things about that as well. Number one, we found that just by taking that extra 30% profit at one to one, so like, you know, when price moves exactly the same stop distance, massive positive result. Also, take another profit when it goes 2 to 1, and it depends on the strategy. You got to see if the strategy, what is the average ratio it has. It depends, of course. And secondly, Linda Rashke, which is, I don't know, I'm hoping everyone has read this book, Market Wizards by Jack Schwager. If you haven't, I recommend you read it. But Linda Rashke, one of the market wizards in that book, I did an interview with her some years ago, and she said that the best thing that traders or investors should do, instead of thinking about when to enter or when to buy or when to sell, instead, they should be thinking more about managing that risk, managing the trade. And she said that's exactly what she does. So, you know, don't worry about the entry. Think about your exit strategy. Think about your risk and all that kind of stuff.
Well, we've got to think of our exit strategy. That's the end of this segment. Alessio Ristani from leadingtrader.com. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thanks very much.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.